Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save a bundle on your car insurance, folks. What else are you going to do with your phone over the next few minutes? I mean, look at pictures of food your friends ate? Nah. Call 1-888-FARMERS instead for a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob Parker is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's always fun. But we're going to go back to the basketball. And Rob, we've been talking about, and we started off talking about the Lakers. And apparently, reportedly, they could have gotten Kyle Lowry, who, despite being 35 years old, Rob, is averaging 17 points and 6 assists while shooting 39% from three-point
range. See, I'm with you, Chris. I'm sorry. I know everybody keeps bringing up his age. LeBron is 36.
Right.
And so what?
Right.
I don't get that. Is he playing? If you told me he was having the worst season of his career or whatever, then there's no trade, Chris, right?
Absolutely.
Come on.
Absolutely. And so the deal could have been that the Lakers reportedly were offering KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who has been their best three-point shooter, but he only takes three a game. Lowry's shooting 39% on 7 attempts a game. All right, so that he's a better three-point shooter. And then Dennis Schroeder, who's played well, but he's not as good as Kyle Lowry. And then Talen Horton Tucker, who is the Lakers' 10th man. 10th man. and draft picks. What do draft picks mean for the Lakers? They're going to be low, all right, 20-something. If they're first, were they first-rounders? Future considerations. All right, they might be second-rounders for all we know. I admit, three players for one, that's a lot. Especially when Schroeder, you can argue, is not as good as Kyle, but he's close. I mean, he's a good player. But here's the thing, Rob. When I look at the Lakers roster, even if you do that trade, here's your starting five now. Kyle Lowry, Wesley Matthews likely, unless you're going to start Caruso, they probably will start Wesley Matthews. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and if they get Andre Drummond, Andre Drummond. I got four stars, Rob, and Wesley Matthews. And we, as we see with Brooklyn, role players play better when the other players are drawing all the attention.
Yep.
Because these dudes, ain't none of them chumps. We laugh, we joke, oh, he's a scrub, worst player on the team. Whatever. All of them can ball. Especially when you give them open shots and open driving lanes and things like that because the other players are so good. But here's the bench, because the depth, would they lose their depth? Well, they'd have Alex Caruso. They'd have Montrezl Harrell. They'd have Kyle Kuzma. They'd have Markieff Morris. And again, if they got Drummond, they'd have Mark Gasol off the bench, Rob. And if you want to add a guard and Avery Bradley's bought out, go get him. Bring him back. So they could have had depth and a better starting five. I get it. It's a lot. But they, like you said, you got to win now. Maximize your time with LeBron James.
And what you saw this year, Chris, with the injury or whatever – and you just like you just don't know. What about next year? You know, you're waiting. Oh no, we're gonna stay pat, not win this year, and we'll wait till next year. When he's 37, you're 19.
Thank you.
Seriously,
thank you.
I just and you're looking at what Brooklyn has and where they are, Chris. And I don't know how you could say. And I'm just this is just me. They won. I know they lost last night. I mean, that was a you want to talk about a bet in Vegas. I mean, they lost by 30.
They might as well have sent the Odd Couple crew out there.
I'm telling you, like that was just not going to happen. I knew that. I mean, all the big bettors just put up a ton of money. Yeah. I don't care what the point spread was. Seriously,
absolutely.
That was because it was a back-to-back too, Chris. So, I mean, I was like, that's a whitewash. But anyway, knowing what they have and where they are and what's going on, to just, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe they know more than we do. Maybe they're not really thinking LeBron's going to be able to make it happen.
Well, you know, they just said now it's 4 to 6 weeks, or it's reported that he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks from the injury. So that could be 3 to 5 from now, you know.
Right, which is a long time.
Right.
But still, maybe they feel that way, and that's why they don't want to give him up if they really feel that, or maybe they know a little more intel than we know. But on the surface, it just doesn't look like a smart move. When you look at this team and look at what ultimately, your ultimate goal is not just getting back to the finals. It's giving yourself a chance to win. That's really what it's about.
And Rick Bucher made a good point in the first hour, Rob. Now, and who knows? Players are affected differently. But some players are bothered by stuff like this. Dennis Schroeder now knows you were willing to trade him.
He just got there. He just got a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with the Lakers.
He's been talking about how he wants to stay there, you know, long term. And he knows. And Montrezl Harrell's name was out there, too.
Yep.
And KCP. So.
You know they know, Chris, and you know it don't feel good. I don't care what anybody says.
It can't feel good. Exactly.
Just can't.
I don't care how confident you are. You know, of course, you're going to tell yourself something. Well, you know, it just means teams want me. I get it.
But
you gotta say whatever helps you sleep at night.
But when you first get there, both of them just got there. Is what
and
I'm
Schroeder's
saying.
Been balling.
Right. Those two are the ones. KCP's been there for a few years. You know what I mean? Okay.
Right.
But the two guys who just signed on and thinking that they're going to be a part of this and they wanted us, you know, they just won a championship and they upped their roster by adding us. Now they want to take us off.
Well, remember how it affected. And they were younger, granted, but Ingram and Lonzo and all those guys a couple years ago.
Down the tubes.
So we will see. Let's move to down the hall. The Clippers, I think a lot of teams, one, I think Denver improved itself, definitely. Aaron Gordon and JaVale McGee, they needed athleticism, you know what I mean? And they added some of that. They added essentially what they lost with Jeremy Grant and Mason Plumlee going elsewhere in the offseason. So they got better. Chicago in the East got better, but they're not a factor. Miami got better. I don't think they're a championship factor. But the Clippers got better, and they are a factor, Rob. I'm still going to, if everybody's healthy, probably go with the Lakers in the West, but the Clippers got much closer because Antonio Daniels said it, Rob. Like, they had problems closing out games because Kawhi and Paul George had to create everything on their own. Now you're going to have a point guard, assuming Rondo, is playoff Rondo, where he's at his best, who can get them the ball in the right positions and run that offense late in games. And I think that's going to help them a lot.
Here's what I like the best, Chris. It's burning. The building's burning down. Fire. We got to put it out now. They're not like, we'll figure this out next year with Kawhi and Paul. No. Chris, they're trying to win now, right?
Right.
Let's get Rondo now. Let's try to do this. Lakers are banged up. We don't know what's going to happen. This might be our opening. If they get to the finals this year, and even if they lost to Brooklyn, they will have made one step. Finally got to the Western Conference
Especially
Finals.
Especially for a team like the Clippers.
Right. So that's why I'm saying I like the move because it ain't about next year. It ain't about nothing else. It's about they didn't get it done last year. What can we do to make it better? Everybody and their uncle said they needed a better point guard. They went out and got it. And everybody we talked to today, what'd they all say? Clippers did the right thing. They did a good thing today. I like it.
Yep. No question. No question about it. And Lou's been a great sixth man. He's won it, two, three times, something like that. Sixth man of the year. But he's having a down year for him. I mean, he's averaging 12 points a game, which for him is low. We know he was a huge defensive liability at the end of games, which was a problem. There is undeniable that that was a problem, as good as Lou was offensively. But his 12 points a game is his lowest in like 7 years. He's shooting 42. He's never been a high percentage shooter, but he's not, he's getting a little older. And it's starting to show. And then who knows how much residue, Rob, was left over from the lemon pepper. That stuff gets on your hands. You can't just wash that off.
Listen to you.
It's residue.
Hey, it's finger licking good, that lemon pepper. I'll tell you
Everything's
that.
Not funny.
But, he was in the crew. It was three of them, supposedly, right? Patrick Beverly, who's still there. Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell that were a little, bucking at, these dudes ain't even practicing. They not playing. What's going on? And so maybe some of that was still going on because they haven't been playing as well as they should be, Rob. That's why it's going to be interesting to see. Do they, a lot of times a team will make a trade at the deadline and immediately take off. You remember in Detroit, this goes way back. Bad Boys traded for, was it when they got Mark Aguirre?
Right. Yep.
And they took off, right?
No,
immediately.
Right.
So we'll see. Does that happen with the Clippers? But they got better and they needed to because they hadn't been playing good basketball for a team that talented. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. But I know you as a guy that picked the Clippers, you got to be feeling much better.
Much better. I like what they did. It's a little more life. It's a guy who's won a championship just last year. He's won a couple in his career. And it's not about long term. It's about right here, right now. And that's what you need to do when you go out and get a guy like Rondo. And he helped the Lakers last year. He just did.
But playoffs, Rob.
Right.
He can ball.
Where would they have been? He made those shots that he wasn't making during the year, Chris. But he made them in the postseason for the Lakers. That was a big part of it.
He is playoff Rondo. And he's won championships with the Lakers and the Celtics. I mean, it don't get any better than that. The two best franchises in NBA history. If he, and this is a big if, because I still don't think they're winning the championship. But if he won one with the Clippers, Rob, to have won with those three teams, two legendary franchises, and then you help the Clippers win their first.
And when you say that, like the missing piece, like last year didn't work, and then this year it works, and they beat the Lakers or whoever, Chris, and go to the finals? Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's probably a Hall of Famer anyway, but that would about solidify it, assuming he plays a big role. And I know he's late in his career, and he's a role player at this point, but the dude is a winner, man, and the proof is in the pudding. All right.
You need role players. Don't
Right. Right. And, yeah, and it's not like he's a role player his whole career. Right. You know, he was a legit star. I mean, you look back, Rob, and I know he's not this guy now, but, man, if you go back to Boston when he was playing with the Big Three, he had some playoff performances for the ages. I mean, 40-point games for a guy that's not even a scorer. Mammoth triple-doubles. I mean, unbelievable. And so he's always delivered when the lights are the brightest. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. Rob and I have the Nuggets and the Clippers as the big winners of the day. What say you? Who were the biggest winners of the NBA trade deadline? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, this is what I like, getting back to the TV theme songs. Rob, I watch this show all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. You know, I was a kid, but it seemed great to me as a kid. Was it really any good?
No, when you really think about it. Seriously, when you really think about it, like, there's a couple things that don't make sense. A, the millionaire and his wife bringing clothes and money.
They had, like, years worth of clothing for a three-hour tour.
For a three-hour tour. And they're millionaires. What are they doing on a three-hour tour? They should have their own boat, Chris, right?
True, but it was the 50s, so maybe, you know, back then.
Nah,
you know.
I'm sorry, millionaire. They were real rich in the 50s if they had $1 million. You know what I mean?
True.
Even more
true.
So.
True.
And here's the other thing. A lot of people came on the island, and they always left without them. You know, like, they got to the island.
Right.
They always had guest stars and people showing up, and then they would leave without them.
Right.
I mean, it was just, like, crazy when you think about it. But it was a fun show.
Man, I was a little kid, but still, Ginger and Marianne were beautiful.
Yeah. I wanted Mrs. Howe, but, you know, that's something. That's another story.
Lovey. All right, we're the Odd Couple. Lovey. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something on your car insurance. That's money. Also, and I'm just doing this because it's on the rundown. I'm not trying to toot my own horn. But it's just in the rundown. The M-Drive Bracket Challenge. Do not forget to check where you rank in the Fox Sports Radio M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. There's no perfect bracket, all right? So nobody gets the $1 million. But still up for grabs is $1,000. Who wouldn't want that? And then if you finish second,
I can buy a pair of sneakers with $1,000.
Man,
right?
Yes. I could buy 1,000 of the Jordans you bought me.
Whatever.
But no. For second place, $300. Third place, $200. Now, Stacey E., if you're out there, Stacey E., if you're out there listening, call us. Stacey E. is the listener that currently is in first place through the first two rounds. And among the Fox Sports Radio hosts, like I said, it's in the rundown. I'm leading. Chris Broussard. All right. It is what it is. All right, but the full standings can be accessed via foxsportsradio.com. You can go there and see where you stand. It's the M-Drive Million Dollar Bracket Challenge. Refine your prime with M-Drive. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did the Clippers catch the Lakers by acquiring Rajon Rondo and... Who else were the big winners and losers on the NBA trade deadline, in your opinion?
All right, let's kick it off with Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
How you doing,
Andre? Did you do a bracket? Did you do an M-Drive bracket?
For the NCAA tournament, I did do a bracket.
Did you do it on Fox Sports Radio or not?
No, unfortunately, I didn't do it on Fox. The one team that I have, obviously everybody has Gonzaga. And then I was high on USC with the Mobley brothers.
Okay.
So they're keeping me alive. The rest of my bracket has been absolutely torched. So nothing else good to report there. But in terms of the Clippers' move with Rondo, it comes down to whether you're getting playoff Rondo, you know, or disheartened Rondo that we saw at times in Boston. They get the same Rondo that was last year in the bubble who got injured to start and then came back miraculously and was a huge part of them making the championship run, and the Clippers definitely surpassed the Lakers. But if Ty Lue is not able to get through to Rondo in the same way that Clutch Sports and Frank Vogel were, then it's not going to help them. And frankly, as you noted in this show, there's other teams that are hungry and might have surpassed the two L.A. teams. Specifically, what's going on? Yes, I know they're the Utah Jazz, but they're loaded. They mean business. The Phoenix Suns are up, improved, and then Denver might be there. So the L.A. teams have to get healthy, and they have to find that continuity. In conclusion, I like what the Bulls did, bringing in Vucevic to go with LaVine. You have the leadership of Billy Donovan. And then behind the scenes, Arturis Karnisovas. I think he's building up what he was able to achieve in Denver.
It looks good on paper in Chicago. You know, we'll see if they – because, look, they've had talent. I'm not great talent, not, you know, contending talent. But they've had more talent than their record has shown. And they have not put it together. I get it. Donovan's a new coach this year. And so I like it. It was a good move. And let's see how it comes together.
All right, Antonio in San Antonio. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm really big fans of y'all. I've been seeing y'all since the Four Letter Network. Thank you, buddy.
Man.
I want to say Kawhi Leonard can opt out after this year, and the Clippers are stuck with Paul George. I just looked it up. Through 24-25 season with a $48 million option, Kawhi will leave if this team doesn't get their you-know-what together. In addition to all that, I wanted to comment on I think the Heat won the trade deadline day. I don't think they're going to win the championship, but it just shows that they're aggressive and they're a great franchise. Speaking of great franchises, the Spurs got bought out, LaMarcus Aldridge, but it's great to see that the Spurs just know how to develop players and they know what the hell they're doing.
Man, Thank you, guys. I like the Spurs. Mad respect for the Spurs, but unless they draft another David Robinson or Tim Duncan, their days of being a major player are over.
Yeah, I think so.
They're going to be solid because they're a good program. But they were fortunate. And Popovich will be the first to tell you. Those two guys, Rob, had unique personalities. You know what I mean? They took Duncan took less money. They weren't egocentric. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of things worked out for them.
Yep. Right? And sometimes you have to have that in order to win. It's just, it doesn't always happen. You don't always get the right guys. Things worked out and a lot of things. And let's not kid ourselves. Tim Duncan had a great chance of being 6-0 like Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
If Ray Allen doesn't hit that shot, Chris, just think about that. Well, 6-0.
They would have at least been 5-0. Yeah, would they have come back? Because remember, they came back with a vengeance that next year. Like,
no, I know, but I'm just saying, like
meat,
just the way they played.
But if they make that,
there's a good chance they would have been 6-0. That's all.
Yeah, they would have had the opportunity. Let's address something he said, the last caller, Rob. That Kawhi will leave if they don't get their act together. Now, if they fall apart and it's a nightmare and guys are not getting along
and they go out early. In the championship. Okay. Where's he going?
Right. Do they even have to get there? What if they lose to the Lakers in the conference finals? Where's he going? I mean, do you really want to go to a fourth team? And it's like, let's talk about the Heat. Look, if he went to the Heat with Jimmy Butler and Bam. I mean, I guess you can look at that situation and say, man, I'd have some ballers with me. But you still got Brooklyn right there.
And where's he going?
And he's from L.A.
And here's the other part, too. He had the layup, and he passed on it. He had a layup, Chris. He could have joined Anthony Davis and LeBron. Been in L.A., playing in the same building he's playing in now. Everything could be the same. And he chose not to do it.
And if he told them he wanted to do it, they move heaven and earth to get him. Clear whatever room they needed, I think. And so Rob, again, unless there's a nightmare scenario in that locker room or whatever, I don't see him leaving. You know, there is a limit, I think, to how much you want to move around. I mean, so all right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Trolling and Rolling. with Martin Weiss coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time for Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
Martin, that's right. It's huh?
Before
what's
we
up,
get
Chris?
Started, guess who still got the best record in the league?
You know what? No. Guess what I just heard? I'm trolling you.
What?
Because I'm 31 years old, and oh, even I knew that Mike Modano was on the Minnesota North Star.
Wow.
Hey, troll me all you want, man. I don't care.
I have to say to you, talking
all
about
right,
I'm
all
black.
All I'm saying
I'm
is I know what Jordans I want. I'm going to send them to you so you don't do a Rob Parker on me, all right?
Man, Rob Parker, tell him a little black boy from Louisiana.
You the same way. You thought you might have to end up covering hockey, so you followed it. I knew I wasn't going to cover hockey.
All right. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
Maybe.
If you play it.
Alex is asleep. He's fell asleep.
There we go. And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey.
The Washington football team's new nickname this season will be the Washington football team. Team president Jason Wright said some fans have warmed to the name that was previously supposed to be a placeholder only. It's a little unorthodox to say the least, as every other team in the NFL has an actual nickname. But some fans said this gives more of a history to the team instead of calling it the Washington football team. Rob, trolling or rolling, the Washington football team keeping the same name?
I am trolling it.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's trademarks and patents. And it's trademarks situations that they got to iron out. That's what's delaying this. I don't believe for one second that it's going to be called the Washington football team from here on out. They will come up with a name. They'll sell new merchandise. It'll be a big moneymaker for the organization and everybody. This is just a trademark issue.
I am so trolling.
Oh,
this.
Man.
This is ridiculous. And I'm with Rob. I think there's more to it than just, oh, we like the name. But come on. Come up with a nickname. I'm sorry. This is how long has this been now? Over a year to come up with a nickname? Did it take St. John's that long? All these other teams that have changed their nicknames, did it take them
overnight.
That long?
It was like the Redmen to the Red Storm. Boom, done.
This is ridiculous, man. This is embarrassing. And it's hard for me to have confidence you're going to put a great football team on the field and have the acumen to do that when you can't even come up with a freaking nickname.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. The Los Angeles Rams have declined offensively since their Super Bowl appearance, and many people blame Jared Goff. But reports today said Sean McVay admitted some communication breakdowns with his former quarterback. He said, quote, "I'm not going to make any excuses about it, but there's a lot of things. Even in some of the decision-making in games, are you consistently putting him in the right positions to be a success?" Sounds like McVay's taking a little bit of responsibility. Chris, trolling or rolling, the Rams' offensive problems were all on Jared Goff's shoulders.
Oh, I'm trolling that.
Oh, man. Hey.
Yeah, it wasn't all Jared Goff. I mean, yeah, okay, he's not, you know, the second coming to Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, but he still was a very good quarterback for you that year you went to the Super Bowl. I think the loss of the running back was huge for them.
Gurley, yeah.
Yeah, Todd Gurley, that was huge for them. And then, you know, McVay made some mistakes. Look, Bill Belichick, we know, is a great coach. But to get undressed, absolutely stripped naked by Belichick in the Super Bowl, a lot of that was on McVay, not just Goff. So, yeah, it wasn't all on Goff.
I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
It's always easy just to pick out the quarterback in a situation. There was a lot of different things. He made the Pro Bowl twice as a quarterback, right?
Yep.
So it ain't like he never played well and they won in spite of him. I mean, you can't make the Pro Bowl twice. So, there was just the loss of Gurley hurt big time, made them much more one-dimensional and easier for them to defend against. Chris, when they didn't have the running game to scare you, to open it up for Jared Goff. So, no, I'm not buying it.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Now, the NBA trade deadline came and went, and I hope you guys are both sitting down because Danny Ainge actually made a trade. The Celtics acquired Evan Fournier during the Orlando Magic fire sale, but some are saying it's too little too late for the floundering Celtics. Chris, trolling or rolling, adding Evan Fournier to the Celtics will help them right the ship?
I'm a trolling.
Oh, man. Hey.
Because I got a high definition for right the ship. Now, I think it was a good move, but they give up two draft picks for it, second rounders, I think. So it was a good move. He's a good player, 19 points a game, can shoot the three. He helps you, but they're not going to get up with that group of three, Brooklyn, Milwaukee, and Philadelphia, which all of us thought they were with. Whether you thought they were a contender, a legit finals contender or not, you did think they were, at worst, the fourth best team in the East. And I don't know that this moves them up to the fourth seed.
Yeah, I'm trolling it as well.
Oh, man. Hey.
There's something else wrong there with the players who are there. Forget about who you're adding. There's just something that's not right. That team is way too good to be as bad as it has been and to be floundering. This team, Chris, haven't they made the Eastern Conference Finals 3 of the last 4 years?
Yep.
I mean, and they're behind the Knicks and a 500 team. No, something's wrong there that's bigger than adding or subtracting a player. I'm sorry.
All right. That's our man, Martin Weiss, trolling and rolling. Great job, my man.
I need the Western Conference to get back healthy. Come on,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, you do. I was going to say, save your pennies, all right? Save your pennies. Because I got a smile on my face. All right? You know what I mean. He's gone.
Get me out
he
of
vanished.
Here.
Vanished. That's our man, Martin Weiss. Keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers, Kirker Fire Insurance, Exchanges, or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Great way to end a TV and anime theme song Thursday. We are the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today and get a quote. 1-888-FARMERS. All right, Rob, let's talk a little baseball. Opening day is just around the corner.
It's a week from today. It's next Thursday, April 1st. Also the debut of MLB Bro, my new website. So, yeah, things are good.
Yes. Yeah, so you, Rob G, tell us what they got. They worried about doctored baseballs, Rob. Rob G.
Yeah, they actually distributed a memo outlining their plans to crack down on the use of foreign substances on baseball as part of a bigger attack aimed at removing and testing any foreign substances, charting spin rates and things like that, because there was a big outcry last season that the balls were doctored and baseball said, oh, hell no, we ain't standing for that no more.
Because they want offense. They want more offense. Rob, what do you think?
How about stopping the shifts and taking away all the hits and the base runners? How about that?
I agree.
Mean, I just don't. How are you going to crack down on it?
I mean, they're talking about these spin rates. I don't know. Are you up on that? I mean, they saying they have this great evidence that spin rates have increased so greatly that the balls have to be doctored.
It just seems so technical. There's other issues with baseball, Chris. I just think that let's start with the shift, and I think that will open up stuff. And guys will still be able to hit the ball, even with the spin rates and all the other stuff that they, all the geeks are into and all that. I think that's the biggest problem that I have with baseball. It's not not everybody's doctoring the ball. The ball would be a mass unit, Chris, if everybody who touched it, you know what I mean,
right,
did something to the ball. So I get it. I'm not saying that some guys don't, but I don't think that's the biggest issue.
Well, it presents challenges, too, because what if a batter, has pine tar on the bat and that gets on the ball? There are a lot of things that can happen to the ball without the pitcher having done it. And so,
right, and then you're going to blame them, or you're going to say that they knew that what was on the ball or what happened. I just think it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I agree with you about the shift. I mean, it'd be a simple thing to take that out.
You got to do is make sure that two people are on each side of the second base
play
back,
your position.
Chris. That's it. If you move over, no third baseman playing behind the bag at second and the shortstop is in short right field. I mean, that's the problem. And then your left-handed hitter comes up. He hits the ball right on the screws, Chris, right in that hole, the right field, right? And there's a guy standing right there like he's playing short right field in softball.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It'd be like softball. And so I think there's that. And I, Rob, and I know they've just thrown it out there. I don't know how seriously they've taken it. But I really wouldn't mind seeing something like a four pitcher rule, or at least in a 9-inning game. Maybe extra innings you can get another, you know, you can go another two pitchers or whatever. But I think that would put a lot of strategy into the game. I think it would avoid what could perhaps become, you know, when you got just your starting pitcher going one or two innings, you know, because that's another. They want more action, right? They don't want just the action only being home runs. And so when you throw a fresh pitcher in there every inning or two, and a lot of these guys are throwing close to 100 miles an hour now, yeah, it's going to be a little bit harder to hit. And so I think that's something they should look at too. Like I said, I think it put in strategy, make the games a little quicker if that's a concern. And also maybe you start to see, if not complete games again, at least guys going longer when they really are pitching well. You know what I mean?
Right. And I have no issue with that. Leave the guy in if he's pitching well. Don't automatically assume that things are going to go south. How about they don't go south, Chris? How about the guy continues to pitch well and pitch eight innings and turn the ball over to the closer and he closes the game out and you win? How about that?
They used to be able to do that. Why not now? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
it's interesting. But I do like they. I like to see a little more action. But as you and I said, it's things you can do outside of worrying about the baseball too.
Right, and then
and, you
what
know
are you
a lot of these
do?
Guys are
how
teaching
you gonna suspend
launch
the organization?
Angles and all that
you're gonna spend the team. Do you know what I mean? Like where are we going with this?
Right. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up another TV theme song and anime apparently to Thursday. And go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download the show, the podcast. Leave us 5 stars. Subscribe. And leave us a comment. And we will be ever grateful to you. Stay tuned right here on Fox Sports Radio for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Peace!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.